So Rabosai, we're now learning the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel about the case of finding two pairs of tefillin, and maybe more than two pairs of tefillin, and how are we able to carry the tefillin from the Mokom Sheina Mishtamer, from out in the Chotzer, and there's a tremendous fear that the tefillin will be ruined, and the Tanakhama allows that you wear one pair of tefillin, Shel Rosh and Shel Yad, bring that back in, and then go out and get the second pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel, on the other hand, says you can wear both pairs of tefillin at the same time. So we're on Daf Sadihei Amid Beis, and we're up to Rabbi Gamliel Omer, which you'll see the two dots approximately in the middle of the Amud, on Sadihei Amid Beis, right below Tosus Divrei Maskil Mokom. And the Gemara now wants to understand why and how Rabbi Gamliel allows wearing two zugos, two pairs of tefillin, simultaneously to save them and protect them. So the Gemara says that I don't understand mimarafshach. We're going to offer two possibilities on an issue about whether Shabbos is man tefillin or not, and either way, we're not going to understand Rabbi Gamliel. So it's a kind of mimonavshah. My kasavar, I kasavar Shabbos man tefillin hu. If we're going to assume that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, even on Shabbos, and that would certainly mean that on a deraisa level, you'd be allowed to wear tefillin in Rishus HaRabim. And the reason for that is because the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, the kibbutz mitzvah, makes the tefillin into a tachshit. And it's not a masa. The Chachamim were afraid that he may take off his tefillin for one reason or the other, then carry them for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if he wants to wear his tefillin and be Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, he should do so in his house, or he should bring his tefillin to shul before Shabbos, but he should not be wearing his tefillin out in Rishus HaRabim, and that's all Drabbana, because on a deraisa level, since tefillin is a mitzvah on Shabbos, which again is going to be the sugya here, therefore it's considered a tachshit, he's not carrying them. Is then, if that be the case, then zug echad in tfeilo, he should only be allowed to wear one pair of tefillin at a time in order to save the tefillin. Because although mirabbanon, you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to wear these tefillin in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, despite the mitzvah, but because we're afraid he might carry it for Amos, that we can look the other way, and we can allow him, for the sake of protecting the tefillin, to override that Isur Drabbanon, and wear his tefillin, and those tefillin are a tachshit, so therefore on a deraisa level he's not carrying them, but we would not allow him to go beyond wearing two pairs of tefillin. And the reason for that is because although Shabbos man tefillin, nevertheless the mitzvah is to wear one pair of tefillin. And I have a note here as a summary of Tosfos Divrei Maskil E, which is the second Tosfos, that the punchline of this Tosfos is that if Shabbos man tefillin, asur laniach zug nosaf, he would be enjoined from wearing another pair of tefillin simultaneously with his first, mishum isur bal tosef. Because whenever you're fulfilling a mitzvah and you change that mitzvah by adding to the mitzvah, like in the case of a talis, for example, you wear five corners, five tzitzios. In the case of dalad minim, you add a fifth min. All that, because, again, if today I would grab five minim, that would not be baltosif. If I do so on sukkahs, when there's a mitzvah of taking the four minim and I add a fifth min, Or if now I have a beged and I add another pair of tzitzis to make it five, you know, I'm a big shot. Four tzitzis is not enough for me. I want a fifth. I'm very flashy. So that would be a violation of Baltosif.
What's the Baltosif here?
And the Baltosif here is if he wears two pairs of tefillin. The Torah says you only...
If I wear two talasim, it's no good? If I wear a talas cotton and a talas godol, it's no good?
That's an excellent question. In other words, why not say these two pairs of tefillin are two separate maisei mitzvah? But I think that tefillin is different than talis in the following sense, that if you wear two pairs of dalet knofos, two garments, each one generates a chiv tzitzis, then each garment requires four knofos. But in the case of tefillin, there's one makom on the head, and the Torah says, wear one pair of tefillin on that makom and fulfill the mitzvah. Now what you're doing is you're adding another pair of tefillin on that makom, and that changes the nature of the mitzvah. Do you follow my point? In other words, what connects the two pairs of tefillin is the makom.
You're not changing the essence of the mitzvah.
Correct.
You know, you're not adding a fifth parsha.
Right.
You're not adding something like
that. Right, that I grant you. But the point about Tosef here is when you have a mitzvah to put on a certain makom, one object, and you decide to put two objects, that's Bal Tosef. Meaning, in the case of talis, every single garment generates its own independent mitzvah of dalid tzitzios. So obviously each garment requires four tzitzios. If I wear two garments, I have to put tzitzios on each one of them. But in the case of the rush, and the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion here about where exactly on the rush you have to put the tefillin, then the Torah wants one pair of tefillin on the rush, and not two pairs of tefillin on the rush. So the makom anochas tefillin is going to integrate the two tefillin into one mitzvah, and you've occupied that makom of tefillin with two pairs of tefillin. That's a violation of Bal Tosef. That's what Tosa seems to assume. So again, we have the Tanakama, who says that you wear one tefillin, one pair at a time. That makes sense. And now we have Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, if he would say that Shabbos man tefillin, then he should be agreeing with the Tanakama that I can only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. And if I wear a second pair of tefillin, it cannot be considered a takshit because it's not a kiyum mitzvah. And on the contrary, Bal Tosef will undermine that mitzvah, and he's carried. So how can we violate a biblical iser of hotzah in a case where he's not wearing a takshit, and he's carrying it through Rosh Hashanah simply for the sake of hotzah? Hotzah can override a derabanan, where the Rabbanan said that although the Torah allows you to wear one pair of tefillin in Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanan don't allow it. For the sake of Hatzolah, they can look the other way. The Ika Sover Shabbos Lavzman Tefillin Hu. If, on the other hand, there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos, which means that we have to ask ourselves the question, how can you wear these tefillin in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, for the sake of Hatzolah, you're violating a Doraisa. Because tefillin is not called a takshit. Because Shabbos lavs man tefillin. The answer must be, we have no choice but to assume that tefillin is a takshit because during the week we wear it as a mitzvah. So even though on Shabbos we don't have the mitzvah element, but we can borrow from Chol the element of Tachshit. And we could say that when you wear tefillin, that's a way that you wear it. You would say, well, who wears tefillin on Shabbos if Shabbos is Lavzman tefillin? But that's irrelevant. Why? Because now we're making a tremendous leap of faith and we're saying that even if Shabbos Lavzman tefillin, it's not considered a masa to wear the tefillin, but wearing the tefillin is considered like wearing a tachshit. What makes tefillin into a tachshit? The fact that tomorrow on Sunday, I would wear my tefillin. So on Shabbos, it's also considered a tachshit. Again, according to the first premise, that what makes tefillin into a tachshit is the fact that today on Shabbos I have a mitzvah wearing the tachshit. And then I have a problem because if I wear a second pair of tefillin on the same makom on my head, then I violate Baal Tosef. And that's going to undermine this whole heter. We don't understand how Rav Gamliel could have possibly allowed you two pairs of tefillin. But paradoxically, if I hold that Shabbos loves man tefillin, then Mishumatzor derech malbush shori le'rabban afilu tvei namin. Why does Rav Gamliel insist that the maximum heter that we're going to allow you is to carry two pairs of tefillin, meaning to wear two pairs of tefillin? And again, I'm not sure exactly at this point in the Gemara where the Gemara thinks that I could put all three pairs of tefillin on the kodkod, meaning on that same soft area, on above the skull forward here, where I have to wear my tefillin. Let me go out on a limb, and I'm going to say the following, that if he could wrap up the third pair of tefillin, it's a little bit of a juggling act he's going to have to do, but he could somehow wear three pairs of tefillin on his head, then that itself is considered derech malbush. Again, we have to overcome the barrier of the derabbanan, which the Rabbanan don't allow you to wear tefillin at all in Rishus HaRab on Shabbos. But that we're going to override for the sake of Hatzolos HaTefillin. But if you'll ask me, is there a violation of a Doraisa when he's wearing three pairs of tefillin? The answer is no. Why? Because we're saying that tefillin and the wearing of tefillin is a takshit. Now, does that mean you have to wear it exactly the same way you would wear it during the week, with all the strictures and the conditions of the mitzvah of tefillin? I don't know. At this point, it's not clear. Now, I have a note here, and he says the following, that hotzah al yidei levisha, he says, would only be asura midrabbanan. And Lufia Deya Shabbos loves man tefillin, Chachomim Osru, and he says, okay, this footnote actually belongs to Masechta Shabbos more than to Masechta Erevin. What I mean to say is that in Masechta Shabbos, we find that very often when the Rabbanan prohibit wearing or carrying something in Rishus HaRabim, and there are many such cases, then you're not allowed to even wear it in your house, because we're always afraid that you might go out into Rishus HaRabim. And there's a whole discussion about whether that's Gzeru L'Gzeru. So he says here in the footnote that if you hold Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, and the Chachamim will prohibit you wearing tefillin, then that isur of wearing tefillin should apply even in your house, based on that sugya in Masechta Shabbos, that whatever is osur in Rishus HaRabim should be osur even in your own house. When the Gemara postulated as the first sad in the Mimon of Shach that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is man tefillin, then what the Rabbanan are going to do is they're not going to be oker and completely undermine the mitzvah of tefillin, but rather they're going to say that on Shabbos you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin at home. Right? You don't go out into the Rishus HaRabim. And even though in Rishus HaRabim it's prohibited midrabbanan, because we're afraid you'll carry the tefillin, but in the privacy of your house, we're going to allow it for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. That's if Shabbos man tefillin. We're not going to say, well, if you wear it in your house, we're afraid you'll carry it out, you'll wear it out into Rishus HaRab. That far we're not going to go, but for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin, we're going to allow you to wear your tefillin at home. If, on the other hand, Shabbos loves man tefillin, then once the Chachamim prohibited you from wearing the tefillin out in Rishus HaRabim, then they're not going to allow you to wear the tefillin even in Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, because Shabbos loves man tefillin. There's no point and there's no push to allow you to wear the tefillin at home. And the Iser of wearing tefillin Rishus HaRabim is going to extend even into your own home, because we're afraid if you wear the tefillin at home, you're going to walk out into Rishus HaRabim. Again, why that's not Gzeira, we'd have to learn the Sugya in Shabbos. So that's just a point that is very interesting. But getting back to the main question here, the Mimonefshach. Let's go through the Mimonefshach once more. If Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is man tefillin, then wearing two tefillin at the same time would be a problem. And why would that be a problem? That would generate an Issur d'oraisa of masa, of hotzah, because the second pair of tefillin is prohibited. If, on the other hand, Shabbos loves man tefillin, which means that wearing tefillin becomes a malbush, and the reason for that is because during the week I wear tefillin, that itself elevates it to the status of a malbush. Hence, Rabbi Gamliel could allow you to wear tefillin on Shabbos in Rishus HaRabim, again overlooking the Drabbanan because of the biblical heter of Kederech Malbush, then there should be no limit. Let him wear as many tefillin and many pairs of tefillin as he wants. Rabbi Gamliel in our mission says Shnayim Shnayim, implying that only two but not three. Why not? Once you've elevated and classified wearing tefillin as a tachshit, then why can't he wear three pairs of tefillin? Each one is a tachshit. So the Gemara answers, Li'olam kosofa Shabbos loves man tefillin hu. V'chi sharu rabbanon li'inat sola derech malbush bimkom tefillin. When, under what circumstances, can we borrow from Chol and define and classify wearing tefillin as a malbush only under the circumstances where you would wear tefillin on Chol and you would fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin? And that's only b'makom tefillin. That's only on the kodkod, on that area where you wear the tefillin. Again, I'm going to give you the English translation of these words in the skull and so forth later on. I promise you that, Billy Nether. But let's just call it the cut code. And now, when you put two pairs of tefillin on the cut code, that's considered a tachshit, because you could, in fact, wear two pairs of tefillin on your cut code on a weekday. But if, let's say, you want to put a third pair of tefillin on, and that pair of tefillin is, so to speak, going to stick out, it's not going to be a tachshit, it's not in its proper place, then on Shabbos it's be considered a masa. So that, according to Rabbi Gamliel in this interpretation, the status of tefillin as a tachshit on Shabbos, the hatchet falls here, meaning two pairs of tefillin. In other words, one pair of tefillin fits on the cut code beautifully. You know, it's like if you're size 8 and you wear a size, you know, a shoe that's pair 8, it's fine. Now you want to put 2 feet into one na'al, into one shoe. So you need a size 16, right? But instead you get a size 15, but you can squeeze it in. So a second pair of tefillin, he could squeeze in to the makamat tefillin, and that surah salavisha is something that he could reproduce even during the chol, and therefore that's called a tachshit. But if he adds a third pair of tefillin, then it sticks out like a sore thumb. You know, maybe he puts it on his, you know, on his left side, on his right side, and wearing a third pair of tefillin, let's say in the case of a shalyad, so he wears his tefillin over here, the third pair of tefillin, that's like wearing it on his foot. That can't be considered a tachshit. That's not a duplication of what he would wear on Chol. Therefore, if it's not a tachshit, it's a masa. And therefore, Rav Gamliel would only be matir for Atzolos tefillin to wear two pairs of tefillin in its makom. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ihachi, if this be the case, that the reason for the Isur is because he puts it in a place that's not Roy, is Zugecha Nami in. But Feilo, I don't understand. Are you telling me that Tefillin, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is a tachshit on Shabbos? Because that's what he wears during the Chol. Well, guess what? He only wears one pair of tefillin during the Chol. And that's going to take up the entire area of his kodkod. There's not enough room for a second pair of tefillin. And if the second pair of tefillin is hanging around here or there on the side of his head, that's not considered a tachshit. That's not something that could duplicate the way he wears tefillin during the Chol. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yair Yitzchak, Makom Yesh Barosh Laniach Bo Shtei Tefillin. So what we knew the secret, and we revealed it before you prematurely, it was really classified information. It's only Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak who says that you can fit two pairs of tefillin in the Makom of tefillin, even during Chol, and therefore would be considered a tachshit. And if they're both pairs are munachos, b'makom aroy la'nochas tefillin, then it's considered a tachshit when he wears two pairs of tefillin. And Rav Gamliel therefore was matir on Shabbos, going out into Rosh Hashanah wearing two pairs of tefillin. There's no Bal Tosef here on the second pair because he holds Shabbos lavzman tefillin. So it's like if I was on Tu B'Shvat, I would take five minim of a lulav. That's not Bal Tosef. So there's no problem. We've liquidated and neutralized the problem of Bal Tosef, and now we're in the area of Tachshit. And we want to say that since he wears tefillin during the Chol, that makes it into a Tachshit. It's not a Masa. He's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that's only if you assume that he can fit on his kodkod two pairs of tefillin. And that's the sheet of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Frek de Gemara ha nicha de rosh. I understand that on the kodkod you could fit two pairs of tefillin. And by the way, this is something I see almost every day in my shul. Because certain Sfaradim, not all Sfaradim, will wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. You've seen it. And they wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi both at the same time. They actually cover one pair of tefillin because the halacha is either like Rabbeinu Tam or like Rashi, and therefore there's a violation of Al Tosef here. So they have to cover one pair of tefillin. I mean, that's complicated. There's a whole yeshiva in Geula. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Avat Shalom. Have you ever heard of it? Anyway, you go into that yeshiva and you'll see every single yeshiva bachur wears two pairs of tefillin shavrosh. So anyway, they paskin like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak that you can fit two pairs of tefillin on the kodkod at the same time. But what about tefillin shel yad? The yad ma'ikol and meimar? Is there enough room on the zra'a to wear two pairs of tefillin? And the Gemara says, Kid Rav Huna, Diom Rav Huna, pa'omim sh'odem bomen asodeh, v'chaviloso al rosho. Okay, so what's going on over here? He wants to carry something on his head. Obviously, he can't do that if he's wearing tefillin. So what does he do? He takes off his tefillin shel rosh, according to Rav Huna, mesalko me'er rosh, v'koshron bizroo, and he ties it on his arm. I mean, if anyone quizzes you and wakes you up in the middle of the night and says, when can you wear tefillin shel yad on your arm, tefillin shel rosh on your arm? You'll quote to him, Rav Huna, it's a case where because of kavod tefillin, he should not be wearing tefillin al rosh and then put a package on top of it that he's carrying on his head. And koshron bizroo. So he's got a tefillin shel yad, and right next to his tefillin shel yad, he's got his tefillin shel rosh. So you see that even in this roa, on the arm, there is a way, you know, there's a method of wearing two pairs of tefillin. Again, even though one pair of tefillin is shel rosh, but it doesn't matter. As long as we've concluded that you can wear two pairs of tefillin on your zroa. And that we see from Rav Huna. So Gemara's not happy with this. Amar d'Amar Rav Huna. When does Rav Huna say, under very unusual, limited circumstances, that you're allowed to wear your tefillin, a second pair of tefillin on Yisra'ah, which in this case is tefillin Shal Rosh, that's Kedei Shalo Yinag Ba Derech Bizayon. But that's not enough to tell me that now it's called a Tachshit, when he wears two pairs of tefillin Shal Yad on his arm. And the reason for this is, Roy Mi Omar, says the Gemara, but in a case where he doesn't have this Derech Bizayon situation, then did Rav Huna say that it's Roy, meaning that there's enough room for two pairs of tefillin? Maybe this is the best of all evils. Again, the logic of the Gemara here has to be understood. And the Gemara is saying that there's one minog that's justified because of Derech Bizayon. In order to avoid Derech Bizayon, you're allowed to wear tefillin shelo b'mkomon. Rav Huna did not mean to say that a second pair of tefillin could be worn on the makom of the Zra'a, meaning on the makom of tefillin shel Yad. That was not his intention. You misunderstood Rav Huna. Rav Huna would never allow you, under normal circumstances, to put two pairs of tefillin, one of which is Shal Rosh and the other is Shal Yad, in the makom of the Shal Yad. Rav Huna is only giving you an Eitzah, how to minimize the Derech Bizayon, and what he's offering is a special heter to avoid Derech Bizayon and wear your tefillin Shal Rosh on your Zroa, but it's not in the makom tefillin. So therefore, we have to now figure out again how Rabbi Gamliel is going to allow two pairs of tefillin when Shabbos Lavzman tefillin b'toris tachshit. I understand the two pairs on the head, but I still don't understand two pairs on the arm. And the Gemara answers, Ela kida Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. We go back to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And we thought that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was only talking about the head. On the head, there's enough room for two pairs of tefillin. Nein. We have to expand the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And it could be that this was part of the original transmission of the statement, the ruling of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Makom yesh b'rosh sheroy laniach shtei tefillin. Hachanami makom sheyesh b'yad sheroy laniach bo shtei tefillin. So it wasn't that Rav Huna Mitzad Bizayon was allowing you to put the Shal Rosh in a place that's not a Mokum Tefillin. He was allowing you to put it in a Mokum Tefillin to minimize the Bizayon, even though it's Shal Rosh, and obviously Shal Rosh, he's not going to be Mekayim in the Mokum Tefillin of Shal Yad, but nevertheless, there is a Mokum on the Yad for two pairs of Tefillin. And if you ask me, I would have said it really depends upon every individual, meaning if you have a short person, I don't know if there's enough of an area for two pairs of tefillin on his shel yad, but if he's a taller person with a longer arm, maybe he could do it. But I guess since the taller person or the average person has enough makom b'yad sheroy l'shnei tefillin, that itself gives you the ability to recognize it as a valid way of wearing tefillin, and it becomes a tachshit, and it's allowed on Shabbos. But three pairs of tefillin, that could not be permissible. Now, at this point, the Gemara takes a little bit of a digression to really ask the question, well, where is the makom tefillin? Tana de Bei Menashe, the pasuk reads, I'll read the whole pasuk, it says, Ukshartem lios al yodecha zoki boris. Okay, so for that, you'll have to give me a minute to get the fancy English for this. Just 1 second. If you happen to have it in front of you, you could share it with me. If not, give me another few seconds to find this. Okay, here's the kibores, which he calls Oh, no. Baruch Hashem. He calls it the biceps muscle of the arm. Okay, when I took anatomy in my first year of medical school, I'm just joking with you, but I prepared for the exam. Most people who take anatomy in medical school will admit that 5 minutes after the exam, they don't remember anything. I mean, anatomy is just pure memorization. So then there's something called the biceps muscle of the arm. Now, if you clench your fist, you'll feel the muscle on your arm. But I'm not sure exactly what part of the muscle. I mean, there's a whole long muscle here, but maybe the biceps is really on the top part of that muscle. You know, a lot of people, by the way, they put film way, way too high on the arm. Yeah, that's the muscle. So I don't know, the muscle, if you really clench it, Jeff, if you go really tight, then the muscle expands a little bit, right? So it could be that you could put two pairs of tefillin there. But I've noticed people who put tefillin shaliyad almost on the top here, and that's not the biceps muscle. Then I noticed people who put it a little bit lower down. I'm not even sure if that's the biceps muscle. Okay, so that requires a lot more research. But we should be careful. I mean, this is a mitzvah that applies every day of our lives, except for maybe Shabbos. Okay, so that's called kiboris. Bene necha zokod kod. So the English translation reads as following. I'll read the letters to you and you'll tell me what the kod kod is. K-A-D-K-O-D. So Yishkoyach will write a thank you to Art Scroll for teaching me that kod kod in English is called kod kod. Now, I don't believe that if you take anatomy 1.1, there's something called the kod kod. I have a feeling that at this point, before the Gemara introduces the baby into the equation, we really don't know where the kod kod is. So therefore, Art Scroll avoids defining the kod kod. But now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, based on the skull of a baby, where the kod kod is. So Gemara says, Heicha Omer, Heicha, where is it? Amri debei Rav Yanai. Makom shem mocho shel tinok rofes. So once again, I'm going to read the translation. And he says that this is the place where an infant's skull is soft. And he says that Rashi has a different text. Instead of the word rofes, Rashi has rofef, which is more of a term that we use even in modern Hebrew, rofef, so it's soft. So he says, this is called the fontanelle. F-O-N-T-A-N-E-L. And it's a membrane that covers the gap in an infant's skull. Okay, so again, we have to know more about biology here. If I was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Kofroch, I would certainly have a chart for you. But I don't have access to a chart. So you could probably look up fontanelle and Google it. And hopefully they'll give you a picture of the kod kod, if you're lucky. So that's what we have here. Now, all this is a slight digression from our sugya. And now the Gemara goes back to the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says the following, Lema, shall we assume that b'Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak ha-Miflegi, that the whole issue between the Chacham and the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel really boils down to the issue of how much room, there is to put either the tefillin shel rosh or the tefillin shel yad. Is there room for two pairs? Is there not room for two pairs? It's a very, very strange kind of Gemara. Tanakama less laid the Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Tanakama thinks that on the head and the hand there's not enough room for more than one pair of tefillin. So therefore only one pair of tefillin worn at a time could be considered a tachshit. And if you wear two pairs of tefillin, according to the Tanakhama, you're basically carrying a masa that's not a tachshit, and you're violating a biblical iser of hotzah. So therefore the heter here, for the sake of Hatzolah, could only be on one pair of tefillin, where the Rabbanan would aser carrying tefillin in Rishus HaRab, even wearing tefillin in Rishus HaRab, because you might come to carry it. And for the sake of Hatzolah, they mitigated and allowed you to wear a pair of tefillin out in Rishus HaRabim. But Rabbi Gamliel islay kid Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and Rabbi Gamliel holds that we can accept the principle of Rabbi Shmuel. That means that you could wear two pairs of tefillin bivas achas. Now, the footnote here sends you to a sefer called Eretz Yehuda. I don't have access to that sefer, as far as I know. I wish I did, because apparently he took upon himself the challenge to answer the question, Eichi tochen sheyachleku tanoim b'mitzius. How could it be that the whole issue here in our Mishnah, with all the drama that we're putting and the emphasis, the whole sugya here, where the machlokas really boils down to a reality. You know, is there a possibility of wearing two tefillin at the same time or not? So that's very, very strange. Okay. Now, it's very interesting that here in the Masifta, he has a little bit of a diagram to try to teach you where the kibores is and where you should be placing your tefillin shorosh. So he divides up the upper arm, starting with the shoulder, into four places. One is called the zroa, another is called the marpeik, the other is called kibores, and the fourth is called the katef. So the point where the katef, which is the shoulder, connects to the arm, that's called the zroa. And that stretches all the way through. As you move down from the zroa, you get down to something called the marpeik. And below that is the kibores. Now, I'm not exactly sure what he means by the marpeik. Again, in modern Hebrew, it might mean one thing. He says that the zroa that we see here in this diagram is between the marpeik and the katef. So as you move down from the shoulder itself, which you can feel the shoulder bone, then you get to the zroa. And below the zroa, you get to the marpeik. And the kibores is the basar ha-tafuach shesham. So I guess the word kibores means the expanded muscle. Upirish hamila kibora kibura, which in Aramaic is with an aleph at the end. Kibura is kibbutz. So when you gather together the muscle until it really forms a kind of a mound, that's called a kibora or a kibbutz. V'hu shmo shel habasar makuvatz shebizroa. The diagram is a little bit disfigured. I mean, he shows you how the tefillin on one side is a kind of where the ritzua. Again, this all depends on different minhagim about tefillin shel rosh, but tefillin shel yad. I mean, but the ritzua is kind of like above the kiboris, and then the bias itself is sitting on the kiboris. And so he sort of exaggerates a little bit. He has this protruding bulge below the ritzua in order to emphasize that that's the kiboris where the bias is. But I'm not sure. I have a feeling that even the ritzuos have to be on top of the kiboris. But the question is how to define this diagram, how to interpret it. He says, kishat filin munachos shom vahamarpeik Samud Latzlaots. He says that when you lower your arm and your arm is now connecting with the vertebrae, he says what's going to happen is that the marpek, which we said is a little bit higher, is already attached, so to speak, not literally, to the vertebrae. Vehem munachos keneged alev. That I guess in the lower cage, you have now the kibores is keneged the lev. And the pasuk says, v'samtem es dvarai ele al levavchem, ukshartem osam lios al yedchem. And the Gemara says that you are tying the os, which means the tefillin shel yad, al levavchem, which means keneged al lev. All right, the Darshanim, you know, have a whole, you know, ethical discussion about the difference between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad means the ratzon of a person, you know, where the heart is like the seat of motivation and his will is to do the will of God. That's represented by the tefillin shel yad. And then the tefillin shel rosh keneged ha-moach is the intellect. You've already got the will. Now you want to be more of a scholar and understand exactly how to fulfill the will of God. Oh, that's all al pi derech hadrush. But what I said before, I still insist, if we can get a hold of the Eretz Yehuda, and he tells you exactly which Simon it is, which Sifkatan, he's going to try to figure out how it is that the Gemara suggests a machlokes and mitzius as to whether or not there's enough room on the kibores to wear two pairs of tefillin. That's a very strange kind of machlokas. I'm sure if the Rav was teaching Erevin, he would have something to say over here, because a machlokas like this is absolutely antithetical to his whole Derech HaLimud. But I don't know that there are any notes on Erevin from Rav Soloveitchik. If anybody knows that, please let me know. So the Gemara says, lo. Kuli Alma Islay Derav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Everybody agrees, even the Chachamim, that there's enough room on the Kadkod for two pairs of Tefillin Shel Rosh, on the Kibores for two pairs of Tefillin Shel Yad. V'hocha b'Shabbos man Tefillin kom miflugi. The Machlokas boils down to the issue of whether Shabbos man Tefillin. So without reading the Gemara, let's just figure this out on our own based on the principles that we've been operating with. We could, I think, write the next piece of Gemara. If Shabbos is man tefillin, then wearing two pairs of tefillin becomes baltosif. If on the other hand Shabbos loves man tefillin, then it all depends upon takshit. What would you do during the chol? And if during the days of the week you could wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously in the makom tefillin, that makes it into a tachshit. And therefore, on Shabbos, there would be no violation of Meleches Hotzah if you wear two pairs of tefillin. Hence, the Tanakama would accept the principle of Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel, on the other hand, will hold Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. Let's see if we got this right. If we didn't get it right, I have to hand in my resignation. He says the following. Hocha b'Shabbos man tefillin kom miflegi. The Tanakama sover Shabbos man tefillin he. Oh, that's good. So now he wears tefillin as a kirma mitzvah. That makes it into a tachshit, and you're allowed to therefore violate the isur drabbanon of tefillin b'shus ram for the sake of hatzola. But they wouldn't be matir wearing more than one pair of tefillin, because wearing a second pair of tefillin is no longer a mitzvah. And it's no longer a takshit. Rav Gamliel, on the other hand, suffers Shabbos lavs man tefillin. So what makes tefillin into a takshit? It's the fact, not that you have a kiyuma mitzvah now on Shabbos, that's impossible because Shabbos lavs man tefillin, but rather because it's a takshit during the week. And during the week, I'm a kind of mitzvah tefillin by wearing tefillin. That makes it into a takshit even on Shabbos. Since you can wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos in the Mokom Aroi, because we're accepting Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, therefore, takshit includes even the wearing of two pairs of tefillin. Now, the Marsha points out something, he just calls our attention to something that we could miss, and that is that there's basically a twofold machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel. First of all, whether Shabbos is man tefillin. And secondly, would tefillin, in a case where there's no mitzvah, be considered a tachshit? What's the point of the Marsha? The Marsha is telling us that even if I grant you, and even if the Chachamim would agree that tefillin on Shabbos is no mitzvah of tefillin, nevertheless, the Marsha says the Chacham would still reject Rabbi Gamliel. One second, say, how is he mate one pair of tefillin? Just one second. Oh, we'll have to come back to this a little bit later, because I'm not sure if the Chachamim would hold Lav Zman Tefillin. The Marsha is postulating a second machlokas, whether Tefillin would be a tachshit or not. How does the Marsha know such a thing? That's number one. And then you would not be allowed to wear even one pair of Tefillin, if I understood correctly. How does the Marsha know that the Chachamim reject fundamentally the concept of let's borrow from Chol and establish that tefillin even on Shabbos without a mitzvah would be a tachshit? How do we know that the Chachamim would reject that? I mean, again, logically, it's going to come around the bend, but I don't know at this point at this juncture in the sugya, not exactly sure. I'll have to come back to this because the Marsha is assuming that there's an additional machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel, such that even if the Tanakhama would agree that Shabbos lavs on tefillin, they would not allow you with tefillin because it's not a tachshit. How does the Marsha know such a thing? Now let's just see where the Marsha is coming from. If you take a look at Rashi, Divrei Maskil Tanakama, which in my Gemara is parallel to Hagos V'Tziyunim, if you happen to have the Oz V'Hodor Gemara. Anyway, Rashi says, in explaining the Tanakama, Mishum Atzolo Lo Mishru Be'Rabbonon Tfei Min HaMitzvah. Rashi doesn't... He doesn't indicate Baal Tosafot until later on in this Rashi, but right now he tells us that just on a technical level, mechanically, the Rabbanu would not allow more than what is a mitzvah. There's no other factor, there's no other saving grace that would allow wearing the tefillin other than the mitzvah. And why is that? Rashi adds three words, the lav tachshit ninu, which really undermines the whole sheet of Rav Gamliel, and that's why the Marsha sees in this Rashi a second machlokas between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanon. And that means that the Rabbanon, if theoretically they would have held that Shabbos loves man tefillin, they would not allow you to wear any tefillin because it's not a tachshit. And then Rashi goes weiter, he goes beyond this, and he introduces Baal Tosef. He says, Kol Shkein Dekevon Dizman Tfilinu V'Iko Baal Tosef Asi Iser Baal Tosef U'mashvili Aleke Masoi. A very lumdish Rashi. So Rashi says that to wear a second pair of tefillin, according to the Rabbanan who hold that Shabbos Man Tfilin, would be a violation of Baal Tosef, and the Iser Baal Tosef undermines the status of the tefillin and makes it into a Masoi. But what's more important for us right now is that Rashi, in explaining Tanakama, adds the words Delav Tachshit Ninhu, which, as we said, is the fundamental underlying premise of Rav Gamliel's Shita, and therefore Rashi is expanding the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Gamliel to include another issue about whether tefillin could be considered a tachshit in event that it's not a mitzvah. He quotes the Gon Yaakov. He says it's a little bit odd that there's a double machlokas here of two inyanim that don't seem to be related one to the other. What's the shaychus between whether tefillin is a mitzvah on Shabbos or not, and whether tefillin is a tachshit or not, in a case where there's no mitzvah? So he quotes the Gon Yaakov, one of the most outstanding and prolific giants in the Achronim, on Masechta Ravinu, writes that Tanakam Rav Gamliel kiblu mi Ravoseyem shamotzi tefillin. If a person finds tefillin, machnisan derech levishasan, that he saves them by wearing them. Tanakama Savar, he understood that this Kabbalah was at Shabbos man tefillin. And the reason why they were Matir Hatzolah is because even without the Tzor Hatzolah, he would be wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And therefore, they're not going to be Matir Hatzolah unless there's a mitzvah, and not beyond the mitzvah. So the Tanakama, in explaining and understanding this Kabbalah, that they would wear the tefillin to save them, they understood that's because of the mitzvah of tefillin. But anything beyond the mitzvah of tefillin, there would be no heter. Rav Gamliel, on the other hand, was of the opinion that Shabbos ain't on zman tefillin. So when he got this Kabbalah, he understood that his Rabosov, when they were being matir tefillin for the sake of Hatzolah, wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah for the sake of Hatzolah, they must be considering tefillin a tachshit, even though it's shalom b'makom mitzvah. Again, what forced Rav Gamliel to conclude there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos? That's a different story. But that was Rav Gamliel's, committed opinion. He was absolutely committed to that opinion that there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. And if there's a Kabbalah that he saves the tefillin by wearing them, it couldn't be a masa. That would be a violation of a d'oraisa of otzah. It would have to be a tachshit. Now the Marsha goes on a little bit further, and he asks what compelled the Gemara to assume that the machlokas here is about Shabbos man tefillin or lav zman tefillin. Why didn't the Gemara just say everybody agrees that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, and the machlokas is whether it's a tachshin or not? Now I'm not sure why the Marsha writes that the Divrei HaKol zman tefillin hu. That I'm not sure I understand. But the machlokes is tefillin shelo kemitzvason. Is it a tachshit? The Tanakhama holds it's not a tachshit. And therefore, if you take two pairs of tefillin, and that's shelo kemitzvason, therefore, it cannot be considered a tachshit according to the Rabbanan. Whereas Rav Gamliel says that this is still considered a tachshit, even shelo kemitzvason. And that's why he allows you to save two zugos. Now, before we go on to the Ibois Emor, let's talk about Rav Gamliel. He holds that Shabbos loves man tefillin, the heter is a tachshit. And by saving two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, there's no violation of the Isur Bal Tosa because it's not the Zmana Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah at all in putting on tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore there could be no Isur Bal Tosif, as we discussed earlier. And basically, even according to Tanakhama that holds that Shabbos is Zman tefillin, there was nothing motivating the Chachamim to be Mater Atzolosh Dei Zugos. There's a theoretical way of holding that although Shabbos is man tefillin, wearing two pairs of tefillin would not violate Bal Tosif, since his intention is not to wear the second pair of tefillin for the sake of the mitzvah, but rather to the sake of Hatzolah. And if that be the case, then the Iser Bal Tosif L'chora should not be enough of a motivating factor to explain why the Chacham would not allow you to wear two pairs of tefillin, because they could have just said, well, he doesn't have kavana to wear the second pair of tefillin l'shem mitzvah, even if Shabbos man tefillin, but he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So that when we talk about the shita of the Tanakhama, who allows you to wear one pair of tefillin and not two, then perhaps we could say that since, according to the Tanakhama, the motivating factor to allow you here to wear these tefillin is the mitzvah of tefillin, then even in the absence of Bal Tosif on the second pair of tefillin, there would still not be a motivation for the Chacham to be matir, since he's not being mekayim the mitzvah with the second pair of tefillin. So again, he could circumvent Bal Tosif by not having kavanah l'shem mitzvah. So if the Chacham are only being matir wearing these tefillin because of the mitzvah of tefillin, then to allow a second pair of tefillin simultaneous would be for the sake of the mitzvah. You would have kavanah for the sake of the mitzvah, which again undermines and torpedoes the whole enterprise, because then he violates Bal Tosif. So Mimanav Shach, he can't wear the second pair of tefillin, because if he's wearing the second pair of tefillin, it's Shalol L'Shem Mitzvah. And that's how he circumvents the Bal Tosif issue. But if it's Shalol L'Shem Mitzvah, nothing motivates the Chachamim to be Matir the Yisrael Rabbanu with a second pair of tefillin. And if on the other hand he does have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, then he violates Bal Tosif by wearing two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, which is Man Tefillin, and that's going to torpedo the whole enterprise. Now, Rashi, Dibra Maschil Tana, also adds what we said before, that we don't have to say that the machlokus is whether tefillin is a tachshin in a second pshat. Everybody agrees that tefillin could be considered a tachshit, even if he's not being mekayim a mitzvah of tefillin. The machlokes is only whether Shabbos is man tefillin. That according to Tanakhama, hanochas tefillin b'Shabbos is a mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to save more than one pair at a time because of the Bal Tosif issue. That's what Rashi seems to say at the end of Dibra Maschil Tana. And he says, maybe at this point you'll say, well, if he doesn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, then it should be mutter. But it could be that at the zman of the mitzvah, there's an iser bal tosif even without kavanah l'shem mitzvah that we have to analyze. And that's totally in the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, daf chof chesam and beis. Now, some Rishonim say that the Iser of Bal Tosif, of course, makes tefillin into a masa, and therefore violate Meleches Shabbos. So he gets a double whammy here. He violates Bal Tosif and Meleches Shabbos. And that's what we learned in Rashi as well. But it's explicit, apparently, in other Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva. Now, there's a Gilyoni Ashas that Malbush Gomur Sheyesh Bo Isur V'Vadei Eino Nechshav L'Masa. If you have something that's a real Malbush but you're not allowed to wear it, then it's not considered a Masa. And I'm wondering if he has in mind that case that I mentioned to you yesterday about wearing shoes on Yom HaKippur. And the Gilyoni Ashas proves this from a Tosefta in Kilayim with regard to the Iser Kilayim. Now in Tefillin, that we consider tefillin a tachshit, that's only because of the mitzvah. And perhaps we could go a step further and say that even shelo b'zman a mitzvah they're considered a tachshit. But if there's an iser in there, hanocha, then that iser, which is the opposite of a mitzvah, is enough to undermine and vitiate the shame tachshit, and it's considered a masa. And that would be a valid explanation for the Rabbanon, for the Tanakhama. But Rav Gamliel holds that since there's no mitzvah in Hanochas tefillin on Shabbos at all, there can be no Iser Bal Tosef. Now, if Shabbos is Lav Zman tefillin according to Rav Gamliel, then would there be a din of mukta in tefillin? The Ramah says in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Ches that they're considered a klishim lato leheter, and it's not mukta. But the Mogen Avram disagrees, and so does the Taz, and they consider it as a klishim lato leisur, and therefore it's also letaltola. Now, it would seem that even if you hold there's a mukta issue here, we're going to override the isur mukta and tiltal mukta for the sake of Hatzalas tefillin, because of the design of tefillin. And perhaps even if we're afraid that the tefillin might fall or might get stolen, the Bir Agra in Siman Lamed Aleph allows you to override the mitzvah, or the isur, shall we say, of mukta, and move the tefillin in such a case. So we'll just make a note of where we got up to here on Sadi Hey Amid Beis. And we're up to Ibois Ema, which is all the way on the bottom of Sadi Hey Amid Beis. And that is two lines up from the bottom. Ibois Ema. And then Amirtz Hashem will continue on Yom Rishon. So I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.